Hi, folks. My name is Alana, she, her pronouns. I am the wellness coordinator at BU's School of Public Health. And this will be an about a half hour long meditation. So as you start to get comfortable, whether that's lying down on your floor or the couch, or sitting up in a chair in a nice comfortable seat, you can get blankets, you can light candles or incense, or put on some of your favorite essential oils. As you're doing these things to get yourself comfortable, I want to quickly touch on the nervous system. And so a lot of us gravitate towards meditation because our nervous systems are maybe more in fight or flight mode. And fight or flight mode is quite adaptive. You know, it came from when we were cave people and didn't know where we were going to sleep that night or where our next meal would come from or whether a lion was chasing us. We had to kind of always be on our toes. And of course, in some instances, that's still the case for folks today. And for many of us, we are lucky enough that we know where we're going to sleep tonight. We know where our next meal will come from. And so the fight or flight mode has really switched to now we get really stressed and overwhelmed if we open our email inbox and there's a lot of emails, we have a full inbox, or if we get a weird text from a friend, or if a professor gives us a face that makes it seem like, are they mad at me? I can't really tell. And so all of these really common everyday behaviors trigger our nervous systems and make us feel really stressed out and overwhelmed. And so today we're going to be directly addressing the nervous system in an attempt to help our bodies to relax, help our minds and our souls to relax a bit, and help us get into the present moment. If your eyes aren't already closed, feel free to do so. And check in with yourself. How are you doing today? Notice how your body is feeling and what's showing up for you today. Whether you have body parts or areas that are feeling more tense, more stressed out, more tight. Maybe you have some body parts that feel really stretched out and good and free. No right or wrong, just noticing. And then check in with how you're doing mentally and emotionally. So as humans, we have capacity to feel many different emotions at the same time. So just allowing the waves of emotion to come in and to come out. Not overly identifying with one emotion, as they do change pretty regularly. And all emotions and feelings are welcome and okay. Notice what's going on in your mind. In yoga, we call the mind the monkey mind. Because just like monkeys go from branch to branch, they pick whatever's closest to them until they get so lost in the forest. We do the same thing with our thoughts. We grasp onto the closest thought to us, even if it doesn't really serve us, even if it's maybe harmful to ourselves. And then we get so lost in the thoughts that we're like, how did we even get here? And so slowing down, noticing the mind is really helpful for building that awareness so that we can add in a bit more self-compassion and grace in our thoughts and in the way we talk to ourselves. We'll start to ground into the space. So if your eyes are closed, noticing any bits of light streaming through your closed eyes. If your eyes are open, noticing what you can see. Noticing any smells in the room, any tastes in the mouth. Noticing the furthest thing from you that you can hear. Whether it's something outside, maybe an upstairs neighbor. Maybe you're also hearing birds chirping like I am. And then noticing the closest thing to you that you can hear. Maybe that's the sound of your own breath. Noticing the way your body feels being held up by the floor or the chair or the earth right now. Noticing the way the air is feeling on your body, whether it's cool or warm or just right. And we'll start to scan through the body. Oftentimes, our bodies hold on to the stress that we're experiencing. And so we might be really tense and tight in some of our body parts. And sometimes that's because of external circumstances. And sometimes it's because we're stressed and we have control over letting some of that tension go. So starting at the bottom of the body, allow your feet to splay off to one side, softening the ankles, relaxing the calves, relaxing the shins, softening the knees, releasing any tension in the thighs, in the hamstrings, in the glutes, allowing your belly to be soft, releasing any squeezing or tension there, softening your lower back to the mat, relaxing the middle back, and softening the upper back, hugging your shoulder blades underneath your chest to open up more through your heart. Relax your arms down by your sides, softening the shoulders away from the ears, relaxing the biceps, in the triceps, softening the palms, maybe wiggling each finger. Allow your jaw to relax. And if you struggle with frequent jaw tension, know that the jaw and the pelvic floor are connected. So if your jaw is really tense, relax your pelvic floor, and that could help a bit. You can either release your tongue away from the roof of your mouth, or bring your tongue right behind your two front teeth, whatever feels best for you. Noticing if you're tensing in your eyebrows or in your forehead, letting that go, softening the back of the neck. Now scan through your body, noticing if you retensed any of those body parts. Our bodies are really habitual, and if we're used to tensing these things, they can get tense pretty quickly. So allowing yourself to be soft in your entire body, as much as your body allows for. Now we'll start to connect to the breath. So the breath is a really powerful tool to get into the present moment. Because when we're focusing on our breath, a lot of the noise in the mind has no choice but to quiet down. So sigh out any air that you have in your lungs right now. We'll take a deep breath in through the nose, filling up the lungs and the belly. Exhale, letting it go. Place your palms onto your belly if that feels comfortable. And as we inhale, we'll feel our belly expand like you're blowing up a balloon. And as you exhale, you'll feel your belly and the balloon deflate. Inhale, filling up the balloon. Exhale, letting it go. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. We'll inhale. And we'll exhale. You can take your palms away from your belly, unless that's feeling particularly comfortable. And now we'll start to, as we breathe, lengthen the exhales. And so that is another tip that helps us to calm our nervous systems. I'm going to count for us, and know that everybody's lung capacity is really different. So you might be going at a different pace than I am, and that's totally okay. But the idea here is that we're going to breathe out for longer than we breathe in for. So when you're ready, we'll breathe in through the nose for 4, 3, 2, 1, we'll breathe out through the mouth for 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Inhale for four, three, two, one. Exhale for six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale for four, three, two, one. Exhale for six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale for five, four, three, two, one. Exhale for seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale five, four, three, two, one. Exhale seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Inhale six, five, four, three, two, one. Exhale eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Take a few breaths moving through this at your own pace, finding what feels good for you, softening through the body, noticing the way the air is feeling around you, knowing that all of your thoughts and worries will be there when this meditation is over, allowing yourself to take a break from them right now. Breathing deep, practicing lengthening the exhale. Now, check back in with yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, noticing if there's anything that you can do to allow yourself to feel 10% more comfortable right now. Allowing those body parts that are typically tense for you to soften and melt into the mat or into the floor. Take a deep breath in through the nose. Deep breath out through the mouth. Inhale. Exhale. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. We'll take a few minutes here for everyone to practice this on their own. So breathing at your own pace, allowing your body and your mind to soften and calm down. And when you notice your mind start to wander, because it will, because that's what minds do, shower yourself with compassion, and then gently bring your mind back to this present moment, back to your breath, back to the physical sensations of being in your body, back to the sensory information around you. See you soon. And a reminder that all experiences, all emotions and feelings and thoughts are valid and welcome. Allowing your body to take deeper breaths. Giving yourself the respite of this present moment. Adding any gentleness and self-compassion to your mind and to your body here. Taking a deep breath in through the nose. Exhale, sighing it out. Starting to wiggle the fingers and the toes. Can reach your arms high overhead for a long good morning or good afternoon or good night stretch. Can relax your arms down, gently taking a few neck circles. Going in each direction. And then you can take a few shoulder rolls, softening the shoulders away from the ears. Going in both directions. Take another deep breath in and a deep breath out. And know that all of these tools are there for you all of the time. So I know for myself, I like to use mindfulness before I go on social media. I'll say to myself, am I in the emotional state to see whatever's going on in the news or on social media right now? And if I'm not, then I try not to let myself go on. And often throughout the day, I'll do body scans and just make sure that my sweet spots aren't feeling really tense. For me, my jaw and my shoulders and my thighs get really tense when I'm stressed out. So starting to know what those places are for you so that you can remember to relax them throughout the day. Using the five senses is a great grounding tool. So noticing what you can see, hear, feel, touch, and taste can help you get into the present moment. And of course, whenever you can remember to take deep, deep belly breaths, it'll really help with calming you down. So thank you so much for being here with me today. Take good care of yourselves and know that I'm here to support always. Bye, y'all.